And time to talk sport again with Warwick. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In football, no Timmy Cahill, no Mile Jedinak, but no problems for Graham Arnold in his first game as Socceroos coach in Kuwait City.
Fran, that's what Arnie says. Look, after spending a couple of weeks in a training camp with his new charges, he says it's going to be all-out attack. Freedom to express, as he put it, to first try to end the predictability of the Socceroos, who've had really come to rely on Cahill and Jedinak, and secondly, to find out just who it is that can score the goals the Socceroos will need in the Asian Cup and at the next World Cup, remembering they only scored twice in Russia and both of those were from the spot. Apostolos Janou, Greek by birth, Australian by selection, is one of those talented young potential goal scorers, and the whisper is he'll be the starting striker for the Socceroos in this game against Kuwait that starts even before the Sparrows are up tomorrow morning, Fran.
Okay. And in tennis, the Joker is closing in on Rafael Nadal as the world's number one male player.
Yeah, look, Novak Djokovic is determined to knock Nadal off that particular pedestal after winning the final of the Shanghai Masters, a result that will put him second spot on the computer ahead of one Roger Federer, who was beaten in the semi-finals in Shanghai by Borna Koric. Now, Djokovic defeated Koric, the youngster he's been mentoring and for whom he predicts greatness. He won in straight sets in the final. And in the Hong Kong Cup, here's another name to remember, the teenager Diana Yastremska, the next big thing in women's tennis, they're saying, after she won the final there, Fran.
Okay, and just briefly, in rugby league, Australia's lost to the Silver Ferns in the netball, compounded by the Kangaroos' loss to the Kiwis, putting a bit of pressure on this weekend's test against Tonga.
They're gloating across the pond, I can tell you. Look, Australia found out in the rugby league you don't replace Slater, Thurston, Smith and Cronk in an instant. So a real challenge for coach Mal Meninga and his newbies this weekend against Tonga. So it befell the Gillaroos, Fran, to uphold Australian pride across the Tasman over the weekend. And they did it, well, with a fair bit of aplomb, beating New Zealand's women 26-24. Quite an epic, it turned out. One decided by a couple of bits of brilliance from Isabel Kelly. Two second-half tries. The first, a 70-metre belter. The second, a shorter run to the corner that put the Gillaroos back in front. And that's where they stayed for the rest of the game, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.